Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone today?
Oh, it's just a day after day of delight.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Sports, we're Toucher and Rich. I mean, Rich, what do you got?
Real quick, Fred, before we get into what we're going to do here, this is a quick little update. Speak of the devil, we were just talking about, you know, Bob McKenzie and his reports yesterday, along with the Las Vegas Sun, that Vegas was out more than likely because of their response to COVID-19. And then on top of that, we learned that there was even like a CBA that had to be negotiated before they even got the cities done, and a return to play agreement between the players and the NHL. All this stuff that could have been handled a long time ago. But just 3 minutes ago, Bob McKenzie tweeted this from TSN. He said, long night of negotiation / hard work between the NHL and the NHL Players Association appears to have resulted in an agreement on most issues on phase 3 and 4, the return to play, the CBA extension, transition rules. Still a couple of items to finalize today, and he writes in capital letters, nothing, of course, is actually done until both sides ratify a tentative deal. He also put a second tweet saying, barring any last-minute complications, and we have seen some of those, Vancouver and Las Vegas, he puts in parentheses, the two NHL hub cities will be Edmonton and Toronto. And so once again, nothing finalized, but it sounds like last night they stayed up pretty late and tried to get most of this stuff hammered out. I don't know why they didn't do that in the first place. So at least it sounds like we have a little something. It's not official. But that's good news that they're actually trying to hammer this out and get it done.
Yeah, they're going to play. I mean, they're going to – I never had a doubt that they're going to play.
And they're probably going to stay on track for that July 10th. Today's July 1st, so they got 10 days to get this thing together and get those players in camp.
Yep. I never had a doubt. Never had a doubt. All right, Rich, what do you got?
Okay, so we have been talking about this whole situation down. And by the way, I'm getting some feedback, Dan, if you don't mind. We're talking about this whole bubble that these players down in the NBA are going to be living with. Where they're going to, you know, I think that even the teams that get knocked out in the first round of the playoffs, they're going to be there for almost 2 months. And the teams that go all the way to the finals are going to be there for a little over 3 months, almost 3.5 months. And we've talked about the kind of issues that that gives you. And I think that the NBA has tried to do their best keeping these guys entertained while they're there. What, you like ping pong? We got plenty of ping pong for you guys. You guys like Xbox? Hey, we're going to have like this cool lounge where we're going to have like an all-dude DJ party where you can come on down and dance with all your dude friends because none of your family's allowed to be there. Just you and the dudes. And yesterday, Fred, the guy that I think that could probably say this better than anybody else because of we know some of his background loves and likes, Mr. Stephen A. Smith went on his show and talked about how problematic it might be if you lock up these NBA players for 3.5 months in what he calls a bubble. Let's take a listen to Stephen A.
Here's the reason you gotta be worried. I wanted to hold off on saying this, y'all, but I can't hold it more. I mean, somebody's gotta say it. Somebody's gotta say it. You really, really think that people are gonna be without their wives or their woman? Okay? I mean, the guys that are married without their wives, the guys that ain't married without their woman, you really, really think they honoring a bubble for 3 months and are going to deprive? Somebody got to tell the truth.
Stephen. Lemonade. They've set up ping pong tournaments.
They're allowed to bring their significant other down there after a month.
After a month. I just said forget 3 months. They're going to struggle with 3 weeks. Why you think they won in Vegas? Can we stop? Can we stop? The issue right now is that you in Orlando for the first month, you got to be alone. You understand? Trust you me. When guys wanted to go to Vegas, because they definitely wanted to go to Vegas, I know this for a fact, Jay, I know you know they wanted to be in Vegas. You could have rented out the Wynn and the Encore or something like that. You could have done that, all right, and had some semblance of a bubble, and cats would have been happy. The reason why they're looking at Orlando, they're like, damn, you got to go through gates, you got to go through a lot of hoops just to do anything. That's a problem for them. Somebody got to say it. These brothers, you said 3 months. I'm saying 3 weeks is a struggle. It's a struggle. Let's just talk about what it is.
Do, Stephen,
can we stop playing the game? That's what's going on. Say what? Say what, Max? What'd you say?
So what are they going to do? What are you saying? After 3 weeks, what happens?
They're going to violate the bubble. That's what I'm telling you. I'm telling you right now.
No more distancing, Max.
Hey, listen. They're going to practice social distancing with the general public. But I'm sorry. When it comes to either your wife or if you're not married, your girl, it's a struggle, okay? I'm just telling y'all. That's what's going on here. Somebody's got to say it.
So Stephen A. Smith is saying the players are going to be way too horny to be able to stay inside of the bubble.
If you think that they're mad that their wives aren't going to be there, I would strongly disagree with that.
I mean, listen, we know that Stephen A. Smith is always thinking about something.
Always ass.
I mean, we know that. I mean, there's part of him that's just going to stay in there.
I'm a bottom feeder.
He's a bottom feeder.
You think J.R. Smith can stay away from that double bubble?
I'm a bootlegging hitman to the court.
I mean, could you imagine Stephen A. Smith being trapped into this spot to where he got that riled up that for 3 weeks he couldn't see some of that?
Always ass.
Yeah, I mean, if you think the players are going to be celibate, I got news for you.
Sex.
Yes, thank you, Stephen A. Smith. I appreciate it.
Her body was in the bedroom, but the booty was sticking outside of it.
That is a large rump.
Listen to his voice crack during that clip. He's just so excited about having to burst out of this cage that he's in, this Orlando cage, just so he can get out there and just be surrounded
by it.
Where can I find it? This is driving me insane.
I can't think of something I would like less than an ass that extended past a doorway. It's like I'm on a different planet than him.
But in his mind, it's just that
way. Ass everywhere! Ass everywhere!
Gonna go crazy. 3 weeks. I can't see the sweet.
It's a struggle, you said.
Yeah. I just like that he thinks that they're going to be pissed their wives aren't there. Yeah, the league will find a way to get the women in. Don't worry.
But, I mean, the one great thing about all that is he's right about one thing. They're going to escape. And there are penalties for leaving that bubble. And the penalty is that you have to quarantine for at least 10 days or until you pass. It's 10 days and you can't come back until you pass 2 coronavirus tests. So how pissed are you going to be if you're LeBron James and you've got a player on your team that just can't hold back and he ends up leaving and gets busted because cameras are going to be everywhere. Every reporter, every TMZ type tabloid person, they're just going to be hovering around Disney in order to find pictures of these people in the club.
But I mean, if you're J.R. Smith, it's like a pie being cooled off in a window in a cartoon. I mean, when he sees a big ass, he just floats towards it. He just floats to it and he goes, he can't help himself.
This is going to be the best postseason ever. You know what's going to happen, and it's going to be someone like Kelly Olynyk. It's going to be like just like some goofy dude like Kelly Olynyk who couldn't resist. He just had to get out there.
the Lopez brothers together. You know, the Lopez brothers, like, we got to go out there, man.
the Lopez guys. I'm telling you, I can't wait because it's going to happen. These guys are going to escape, and it's going to be someplace, like, really crappy and embarrassing because it's just outside of Disney World. Like, it's going to be like...
Disney is a long, long way from anywhere. So, I mean, they're going to have to make a commitment. It's in downtown Orlando is not exactly, like, the greatest place on the planet. I mean, it's fine. Said, I liked it.
So, was it Stephen A. Smith's entire view of the NBA bubble is just the entire plot of American Pie? Just going to bust out. Just, I can't wait.
He just likes it. It's called the bubble. Like a bubble butt. The NBA
always, always ass.
Oh, look at that. Oh, stick your head in between two booties.
but you know it's going to happen, and that's the best thing about all this. And I'm looking forward to is I'm looking forward to seeing who can't resist, like who will leave, because they're going to be with a bunch of their friends too.
If I'm the league, I'm letting women in. I mean you got to let them in. I mean, these guys are young. I mean, these guys, you know, are in their, a lot of them are in their early to mid 20s. You can't expect those guys. I mean, they can get laid whenever they want because they're NBA players, so I would have to assume that you're going to have to make some kind of sacrifice.
There is a chance, Fred, that there might be more players missing from the tournament, not from COVID-19, but from not being able to deny themselves.
I mean, you could hide
the sweet
yourself
pleasures
in a
of
big,
that booty.
A big enough booty, you can hide yourself in it. Like when people sneak into drive-through or drive-ins in the trunk, you can just like hide in the booty.
It'd be tough for anyone to be stuck in this place where you can't leave. I mean, you're just basically right. That's tough enough. And the whole like Stephen A. Smith thing is that they're just so horny that they're trapped and that they're going to bust out just makes it extra
they're
going
to let girls in. They're going to let girls in. I mean, they have to. They have to, or they're going to have a disaster on their hands. Because I mean, these guys are used to getting laid all the time.
Sure.
Even the married guys are used to getting laid all the time. I mean, it's ridiculous to ask a millionaire who's 26 years old, 25 years old, not to go get laid, especially with that sweet, sweet Minnie Mouse. Look at that booty. I'm a bottle feeder.
I'm a bootlegging hitman to the core.
I'm a bootlegging hitman.
To the core. He likes all of them. Basically, just chop off the top of your body and I'm set.
So he likes fat girls.
Well, I mean,
listen. Her body was in the bedroom. But the booty was sticking outside of it.
Like, she can't squeeze through the window. She's trying to get in. She's just, I'm stuck. Oh, yeah, you're stuck. Look at that booty. Always, always ass. There's not enough room for your booty.
He was so riled up. But that was the first thing he thought. I was like, oh. If that was me, I'd be denied all that ass for 3 months. 3 weeks, I couldn't even do it.
I'm telling you, they're going to have to let girls in. And I'm not being facetious. I mean, they're going to have to let girls in. Or there's going to be a major problem. All right, we'll talk to Ted Johnson in just a moment.
Always, always ass.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy, make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
And Rich.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone today?
Oh, it's just a day after day of delight.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Sports, we're Tutcher and Rich. And Rich, what do you got?
Real quick, Fred, before we get into what we're going to do here, this is a quick little update. Speak of the devil, we were just talking about, you know, Bob McKenzie and his reports yesterday, along with the Las Vegas Sun, that Vegas was out more than likely because of their response to COVID-19. And then on top of that, we learned that there was even like a CBA that they had to be negotiated before they even got the cities done, and a return to play agreement between the players and the NHL. All this stuff that could have been handled a long time ago. But just 3 minutes ago, Bob McKenzie tweeted this from TSN. He said, long night of negotiation slash hard work between the NHL and the NHL Players Association appears to have resulted in an agreement on most issues on phase 3 and 4, the return to play, the CBA extension, transition rules.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Become painfully clear.
Tutcher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Belichick never looks at things from just a one-year time horizon. And so if you think about it, if it's even close between Stidham and Cam, he'd rather go with Stidham and have the young, cheap, healthy kid for years to come.
The Sports Hub, we're Tutcher and Rich. Everybody knows Ted Johnson, former Patriot, current 98.5 The Sports Hub host. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Ted Johnson, hello, sir.
Hey, what's up, Freddie, Rich, Joe? How you boys doing this morning?
We are doing very, very well. Now, what do you make of the Cam Newton signing, and how does that affect Stidham? Do you think this is a indictment on the way they feel about Stidham progressing?
I think perhaps there, to some degree it could, Freddie. I think it's kind of a little bit of both. I think it's one of those things where it's almost too good to pass up when you get a guy who is as accomplished as Cam Newton to be able to sign with you for a minimum deal. You guy who's going into essentially the prime of his career, at least at that position, to get him at a deal like they got him is almost too hard to pass up. I think it's that, and I also think it's kind of a little bit maybe says something about Jared Stidham to some degree. If I'm Jared Stidham, I am obsessing about what I did in the last month to month and a half to maybe force the Patriots to make a decision like that, and so it's a combination, I think, of both things. So if I'm Jared Stidham, I am second guessing everything I did in the last month to maybe get a reaction like this, because for the longest time this offseason, it seemed like they were going to love the ones they were with Jared, but they decided to kind of mix it up and change up the dynamic a little bit by bringing Cam in. So it's going to be a fascinating storyline to watch. Obviously, accomplished player, 9-year veteran, former MVP, and Cam Newton taking on a guy that's very unproven, that sounds like has a lot of upside, but we just don't know yet. So it makes for a very, very interesting quarterback competition, which they haven't had here in 20 years. And typically, quarterback competitions and training camp guys are not fun, but this one is completely different. It's a totally different kind of quarterback competition that you'll typically see on most teams. So I think it's going to be just a fun storyline to follow during training camp.
All right. So how confident are you that Cam Newton can play effectively with the type of injuries that he's had, the Lisfranc, the two shoulder injuries? How confident are you that he's going to be able to be effective?
I'm not that confident, Rich. I mean, a lot of people are like, think this team goes from a 9-win team to a 12-win team, or a team that maybe was going to maybe make the playoffs to a team that's going to easily make the playoffs and now can compete for a Super Bowl. I just don't see that being the case. I know he started off the season in 2018 playing at a very, very high level, but I've just seen too much inconsistency in his career. I've seen a guy, Rich, who had the heart, really a difficult time bringing his team back from fourth quarter deficits. Do you realize he did not bring his team back from a fourth quarter deficit until he'd been in the league 3 or 4 years back? It was 2015 was the first time his team was down in the fourth quarter that he ever brought him back. He's got his accuracy stats are not very good. He does not have a high completion percentage. I think he's a career 59% completion percentage guy. And on third down, it's even worse. So those are key stats that most head coaches look at and seeing this when they're evaluating their quarterback, particularly, Coach Belichick. So, and the biggest question mark, guys, is what's his mind frame? Is he going to come in here? Is he going to come in with some humility? Sitting there this entire offseason, not getting a call from teams, not being coveted by teams this offseason, had to play a lot of tricks on him, on his mind. And is he going to come in here with the right frame of mind? If he comes in there with humility, if he comes in here wanting to kind of have a revamp his career and has the right attitude, then maybe this could be a success. But if things go south early, it could get ugly. I mean, you see accomplished players time and time again come into New England, okay, and it not work out because they're used to being the guy. They're used to having their butts kissed, and they're just not ready to be part of what the culture is here in New England, which is, for the most part, everybody's treated the same. Bill does not give preferential treatment for the most part to everybody, to anybody really. And so it's hard for a lot of these accomplished players to come in here and buy in when they realize that they're treated just like everyone else. The most recent example I can think of is Michael Bennett, a guy that comes in here who's got a brash personality, who's used to kind of doing his own thing. He comes in here and it doesn't work out and is traded halfway through the season. You see that time and time again. And even the accomplished players, even the guys that came in here who had immediate success that I'm talking about that fit the profile, like you know, like a Darrell Revis, like a Randy Moss.
Yeah.
Eventually, they burned out. So, you know, chances are I'm not betting on Cam coming in here, buying in, totally, you know, falling in line and step with what the program is and his career taking off. I just don't have a lot of faith in Cam, you know, being able to do that.
All right. Real quick. I think the one thing I'm more worried about his health and his motivation. He's got to play for a contract. I mean, if he doesn't do well, he's pretty much screwed after this. Like
right.
No one's going to end up giving him any more money, but real quick, cause we only got you for a little bit. There was one story that came out last night that as a player, I want you to kind of tell us how difficult this would be. I think it was Pro Football Talk who leaked this story, but there are discussions going on amongst a bunch of the teams right now in the NFL that when they're discussing at away games, the teams would consider flying into whatever city that they were going to play the day of game, playing the game, and then flying back. Otherwise, eliminating, unless it was a cross-country trip, any kind of hotel room stay. How tough would that be for a game, let's say, in, you know, Miami might be the best example. One that's not cross-country, but it's like a three and a half hour flight.
Yeah.
How tough would it be to get up in the morning, get on a plane, fly, get right to the stadium, play a game, and then fly back?
Yeah, that seems impossible to me, Rich. I can't. If that's what they're talking about doing, then definitely this is going to be this is not going to be you're not going to see high quality football. It's just I've never ever heard of any team doing that. There's so much mental preparation and physical preparation that goes into these games, making sure that you peak at the absolute right time for the game. And if you are traveling, you guys all know, I mean, there's something about traveling, just flying in a plane drains you. And so I just think that's asking a lot to expect these guys to be able to play at a high, high level while also flying that same day. And my goodness, it would be the first time in any of these guys' careers that that's ever happened. And we are creatures of habit in the biggest way, particularly on game day. Oh my gosh, the rituals we have, and the way in which we prepare is so much the same all the time. And to just expect guys to be able to fly that same day and play at the highest level, no way. What a huge advantage it would be for the home team. I think that's crazy to even think about. But these are crazy times. But I just don't think that's a fair way to do it. Even with all that's going on, I just don't think that it would be worth playing the game if you're having guys fly in the same day, asking them to play, and then fly out after the game.
If you had a 1 o'clock game, you'd have to take off at 6. I mean, 6 in the morning. I mean, it would be crazy. Yeah.
Too much. It's too much. So that's an absurd even idea. If they're even thinking about that, then don't even have the season if that's their thinking.
Now, would you be concerned about Corona? Is that something that's on players' minds, or are you so focused on what you're doing that you can push that back?
I think most guys, when it comes to football players in particular, I can't speak for the other sports. I just don't think it really registers that high with most of these guys. I mean, you know, we're used to putting our bodies through so much, you know, physical harm, and we're used to the injuries, and we overcoming things. We put give our bodies a lot of punishment. I just think most guys aren't going to be that concerned about it. I mean, that's of all the major sports, you know, football players seem to be the most ready to go get the season going and playing football. Where the other sports, you know, there's hesitation. Football players are just wired a little different. They just are. I don't think most guys are going to be too concerned with the COVID right now.
I heard an interesting angle that I had not thought about is, you know, when it comes to the groups that are most in danger to actually it affecting them, it's obese, people who are in, you know, who are deemed obese. Yeah. Now, there's a lot of linemen who play for NFL teams that are in that category. And it's something I had not even thought about. And if you look at, like, the amount of people who had passed away, you know, there's a decent percentage of people who fall in that obese category. And I had never even thought about that before. But I wonder if, you know, out of all the sports, whether or not NFL players may be percentage-wise, the least qualified physically to be able to deal with a coronavirus.
Yeah, that's an interesting point you make there, Rich. Obviously, offensive linemen, defensive linemen are big bodies, but they are, you know, believe it or not, those big bodies, they are finely tuned athletes. I mean, their conditioning is good as you'd ever expect for somebody that weighs 300 pounds. The training is, I mean, you know, their heart's getting work. I mean, although these guys, historically, unfortunately, have a lot of heart problems and heart disease that follow them after their careers. But, you know, while they're playing, for the most part, I think their diets are good. They're conditioning. So you would think that maybe that would balance it out. But I hear what you're saying. Offensive linemen, defensive linemen in particular, can maybe be higher risk. But again, if you ask most of those guys, I don't think they would be too concerned. They're used to putting their bodies through a lot of punishment. And I just think something like this, they think they're invincible and wouldn't be that concerned about it. But you raise a good point, that's for sure.
All right, Ted Johnson, thank you so much for the time, my friend. And hopefully we get to talk to you soon.
You guys are the best, man. I'll talk to you soon, boys. See ya.
All right, see you.
All right, appreciate it. Here are the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help HelplineMA.org.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub, we're Dutcher and Rich. And Rich, yesterday you introduced us to a avant-garde artist, a man who, I guess, takes suggestions from the crowd. And then goes on to play a song based on their suggestion. And the first one you played was about flamingos.
Yes.
I'm a flamingo and I get up in your child's eyeball. No more eyeball, child bitch.
He's this John Wallach-looking dude who has glasses. He's very skinny. And he is usually wearing an open shirt and what look like, I don't know, like a banana hammock underneath it. And he does these concerts. I learned so much about this guy yesterday. His name is Mark Rebelet. And we played some of it, that song that he did about Flamingo, which he just kind of made up on the spot. And there's videos of him all over the place. I guess he gets hired or has been hired before in the past to just be the background noise at bars. And there'll be like a restaurant or a bar that'll have families and things there. And he'll sing songs that are so unbelievably raunchy just in front of this lunchtime crowd, and the whole crowd will, like, turn around like, what? Like, it's one of those things where no one's paying attention to him because he's just this nerd in a corner with a keyboard, and then they hear some of the stuff he's saying, and everyone just at once just turns and goes, whoa, did he just say that? Like, there's one about he wants to go into the girls' room and or girls' club because he wants to go in the girls' room, and then he starts saying, like, you know, how what he wants to do, how he wants to, well, I don't even want to say what he says, but there's, like, families, there's, like, a mom walking her daughter to the the bathroom as she walks past this guy. And it looks like it's like noon on Sunday for like Sunday brunch. So
that's when you want that. I mean,
of course.
You know, you're working off a nice little hangover. You want a guy who's talking about going to the ladies' bathroom and taking a look.
Of course. So on so one thing he's been doing throughout the quarantine is he's just been setting up in his living room, and people have been logging on to Twitch or wherever he's doing it and just throwing out topics, and he will just instantly make a song for him about whatever topic they throw out there. And Fred, somebody said Dungeons and Dragons. And they asked him to make a Dungeons and Dragons song. And which, of course, is a place close to my heart, by the way. Pour one out for the good old King Richard's Fair. Not going to happen this year. There shall be no turkey legs for you. No cleavage contest.
Do they really have a cleavage contest?
Oh, yes. It's disgusting. And a matter of fact, some guy got in trouble. I don't know if it was this King Richard's Fair or was one another state, but there was like a cleavage contest, which is followed by a men's kilt contest. And some dude like lifted up his kilt, was wearing no underwear, and flashed everybody in the audience.
Ooh, perhaps a jester was among them.
Ooh, yes. Yes, he was a joker. He showed us his balls. So here is this gentleman, Mark Rivelitz, on the fly song about being a dungeon master.
Dungeon Master Williams here. Welcome to the suburban basement of my mother's place. Everybody, players convene downstairs. 2 liter bottles of Diet Sprite. Everyone prepare. Yo, did you bring your capes? Dungeon's lair with the cap level sheets. Put out your figurines. Yo, it's about to shit on it. I'm talking laying down spells and the time of despair for the kingdom.
I run the campaign. I'm the dungeon master. I'm the dungeon master. Sit your ass down. We're about to game and I got my mother 20-sided die. I'll run the campaign. You the peasants out.
Listen to the dungeon master, everybody listen. It's time to game on. It's time to get it done.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Hey, yo, you're walking through the little valley of the Dead Valley. Walking through the valley, baby, time to make a decision. Do you open up a big wooden door, or do you try to go all around the side?
Rolling, baby, yo, and now I'm rolling that decision.
20, give me that 20.
Damn, yo, I just got to it, baby, yo. Going all around wasn't successful. I got to find another way in. I gotta do... Wait a second. Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
I didn't feel good about that roll.
Yeah, well, we all don't feel good about rolls sometimes. You can't just do that.
Yeah, Brad.
The dungeon master calls to order the table of the forsaken.
John?
What? My name is not John. My name is Dungeon Master Quacksclap.
Sorry, hey, Dungeon Master Quacksclap?
Oh, man, fantastic.
Now, by the way, how accurate was that, Ridge?
Oh, I was about to say, he has played Dungeons and Dragons before because the best is the biggest tell was that he called it a campaign. I run this campaign. That is such a D&D term. It's like, who's doing the campaign? Who's running the campaign tonight? That means who's the effing dungeon master? And that would be Dungeon Master Queerquag or whatever his name was right there. Oh, he nailed it. Oh, and that was like all on the fly. Like people just like will send him all this, all of these like topics, and he'll just come out and do like an entire
right.
song with it.
I am going to ask you to do an acapella song about
Dungeons and Dragons. I don't know if I can do that. Oh, Gary Gygax, master of the Fiendfolio.
what have you done with my 20-sided die? Oh, are you a cleric? Or are you a level 8 paladin? Who shall decide? Well, beware! Here comes the man Caius. Oh, he has been eaten by a gelatinous cube. It looks like your campaign is ended. You doth stink as a dungeon master, sir, and I shall be taking my pewter figurines home.
Dungeons and Dragons!
Oh. Now, can the dungeon master die?
No,
Dungeons and Dragons.
No. He's the campaign guy. He runs the campaign. Now, there are some dungeon masters who place themselves into the game. There's people just who are the masters themselves. Now, I didn't play a ton of it, but I witnessed a ton of it. I mean, you remember, like, you know, in those movies, it's almost like Stranger Things. My older brothers were that generation, and I remember just being a little kid and watching them downstairs, like listening to Asia. And, heat of the moment and staring at the front cover. That's right, with a dragon on it. And, like, they would sit there for hours and just play Dungeons & Dragons. I mean, that was, like, right in their wheelhouse.
So if you're a dungeon master, is that even fun because you're not playing?
No, you're deciding the fate of everyone. So if someone pisses you off or takes the last Funyun in the bowl, you can do horrible things to them and put them in horrendous situations. Oh, dude, it's the ultimate power being the dungeon master. Come on, are you kidding me?
He made one mistake where he said diet Sprite. Like, I don't think there's, first of all, a lot of diet beverages. And, I mean, the Sprite doesn't have any caffeine, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, if you're going to stay up, you need a little pick-me-up.
Right, you're the king of medieval manor. That's what you are there. That's right. Medieval manor. That place closed down, right? That was like the old turkey leg in a show thing that they had over.
Those are now condos, I think. Those are
over in the south end, yes.
Expensive condominiums.
Right, so you probably, you're not bringing in enough money, people who are essentially dinner LARPing. Where you're getting like $1.5 million for a one-bedroom or something down there now.
It's like Dixieland Stampede, but for medieval.
So that guy's the best. I spent probably about a good 45 minutes going through his catalog, and it's fantastic. His name is Mark Ribolette. I'll retweet out that video and just click on it, and it will link to tons of other stuff that this guy's done. He's got a back catalog for days. So maybe we can have him do a song about John Wallach. We can
send him a picture. Thank you
very much.
Yeah, just send him a picture of Wallach and go, let your creative juices flow.
Do what you do. Do what you do, man.
I have a feeling it wouldn't be that much different than this song. All right. We'll be back in just a moment.
Rolling, baby, yo, and now I'm rolling that decision.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. MA.org.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline, MA.org, or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
I am rather confused.
Toucher and Rich.
What the hell is going on?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The people using the beach, somebody's front yard is not a bathroom. And it's not incumbent upon the city of Boston to provide a bathroom for you, especially with COVID. We're asking people to be careful. Right now, our Curly Community Center is closed for a reason. Because of COVID-19, we haven't even started summer camps yet, and we're being very cautious of that. And eventually, we're going to be opening up some of our facilities for our kids. And if you get caught urinating in somebody's yard, you get arrested for that. Have respect for the people around you. You know, you're not supposed to drink on the beach either, and I know that people are drinking on the beach, so it's a public beach.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Rich, there is a horrible trend going on in the streets of Boston and on the beaches of Boston, and that was Marty Walsh addressing it. That's something that needed to be addressed, taking a leadership role in doing that. And what is it, Rich, exactly?
It's people peeing and taking dumps on other people's lawns.
Well, on the beach. Dumps?
Oh, yeah.
Dumps? Yep.
There have been reports of people defecating. Listen, there's reports of people defecating anyway. Brookline 911, we've had a bunch of people reporting of them finding people dumping and things like that. But at the beach, there's been a ton of reports since then. So think about it. Here's the mindset. People go to the beach for the day, and the only thing that's there at the beach is a public toilet. Nobody wants to get, you know, the old COVID. So what do they do when they're walking
public
back
toilets
to the
are closed, Rich. Sorry. You got to go in the water.
Yeah, the
there
pub-
you go. Hey,
so, I can't do that. I can't go to the bathroom in the water.
I can't either. I can't.
It's right, like, so, guys, real quick. I have a DCR permit, so I can go to any of these beaches and go right on. So I go to Nahant. They just installed, like, porta-johns. Like, but Southie, what are they doing? What, you can't use them? Is that what the problem
well,
is in
they're
the city?
They're technically renovating. Where this is happening, guys, is along
Castle the, you know, Cast,
no, well, a little bit further back.
Carson's
so it's
beach,
yeah, not Carson. It's like I think it might be the M Street Beach. So the L okay. Street Bathhouse is being renovated, and it will be renovated. It won't be complete. Way to go, Boston, on the construction until the fall of 2021. So it's compounding the problem of not having any public bathrooms along the L Street area. So these people are walking across the street to other people's, you know, driveways and front yards and backyard and stuff like that.
So this is a real issue. I mean, this is something that has been going on ever since the whole coronavirus. I mean, people are not, you know, obviously the bathrooms aren't open there because of the construction as well. But I mean, there's some places where they're just not opening as they haven't opened because of safety issues.
True.
So people are crossing the street to some of these homes that are, you know, right there by the beach, and they're just dumping in a bush, peeing in the bushes. And it's something that I guess has become such an issue that they even didn't they address it that they didn't want people calling 911 anymore about it? There was a different number. I know with fireworks they did that, but I thought
is
someone had mentioned
311.
311. That's right. You know, if there were so many calls that they were getting for people urinating in their yards that there was a suggestion that you not call 911 if that happens. You call a different line, and someone will. I don't know, the official poop and urination line. I'm not quite sure what it's called.
Also, outside the Queen's vacation home in Balmoral in Scotland, there's no public toilet, so people just going around the vacation home of the Queen in Scotland, and it's become a real issue as well with some of the security. That was a real story on CNN. I think I saw it yesterday.
What do you well, do I mean, if you're
the
in your house
tribute to the Queen?
Do you have
Your Majesty, would you like some fecal matter?
If you were living in a house and you look outside and there's a guy taking a dump in your yard,
I'd have a hose. I'd have a garden hose.
Or do you just let him finish and just kind of like what like just pray he goes away? Like
no.
do you confront somebody like that? I don't think
yes.
you do.
On your property, you wouldn't? Absolutely.
I mean, do you because I mean, because then it's easy, almost like a wet cat. Like, you know, if someone busts you, like, taking a dump and your pants are down, like, aren't you kind of in fight or flight mode and one of those things might be fight? Like, you might actually get the guy angry?
Well, are you allowed to shoot then?
If they're taking a dump in your yard?
Yeah, if they're on your property and they're breaking the law, are you allowed to shoot them?
I don't think I want to touch anyone taking a dump on my property.
Well, you don't have to touch him if you have a gun. I mean, are you allowed to shoot the guy?
True.
How have you handled someone taking a dump on your property? 617-779-0985.
Unfortunately, we do not have time to get into this.
Ty can wait. If we got calls, because it's to me, that is a conundrum. Like, I would probably, the pacifist in me would be like, dude, this sucks. But I'm not going to confront a dude taking a dump. Now, I have walked up to a guy who was peeing on the back of my car when I went to Daytona one time. I left early, and there was a drunk guy who was holding onto the back of my car and peeing on the back of it. And when I told the guy that he was peeing on my car, he picked up a stick and drunkenly threw it at me and then walked away. So that was as bad as it got there. Maybe that's why I'd be a little, you know, once peed on, twice shy, that I might not want to confront anybody anymore. Because what if the guy wasn't drunk and that was a bigger stick and he was a little more coherent? Then maybe that could have happened.
I'm wondering if they were on your property and you felt threatened, if you could legally shoot them.
Can you imagine the defending that in court? So you felt threatened while he was in a squat position?
Yeah. Who knows what he... I mean, he was seemed capable of anything. I mean, he was taking a dump in my front yard. I was protecting my property. All right. We'll talk to Ty Anderson about
the
energy.
The phones light up, Fred.
That's right. As everyone has something to say. All right. No commercials here, just the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.